Hello?
Hi there. I was trying to speak with Doug.
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, Doug. This is Caleb. I'm the manager at the restaurant. How are you?
Yeah, I'm okay. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, no problem. One of the hosts said that you left a message about having a less than pleasant time at our establishment, so I'm following up.
Yeah, I was there a few nights ago. Me and my girlfriend, we had dinner. I had broccoli pesto with turkey sausage.
Yeah, ooh, yeah, that's a good one.
It didn't really taste all that right, but I thought it might just be me, and I kind of kept eating it because, you guys got a pretty good reputation, so I didn't really think anything of it. But I kept eating, and by the next day, I just was not feeling good. I mean, by lunchtime, I was done. I was a wreck. I was pretty much sick for the rest of the day.
Well, okay, so first of all, it is disappointing to hear that you had a bad experience with us.
Yeah, same.
Yep. And also, when it comes to that particular dish on that particular day, I'm not surprised.
What do you mean you're not surprised?
Well, you're not the only person to call us about getting sick that night.
Wait,
Three
what?
other people actually contacted us with the exact same story.
Wait. What do you mean three other people?
Well, it's kind of a funny story if you got a sec.
I got a sec, but it's far from funny. What do you mean three other people?
Well, the dish that you just talked about, the broccoli pesto noodles with turkey sausage?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, normally that is delicious, but on that night it was a little bit different. Our chef Marco was in charge that night, and while he was making all the stuff for the menu, he accidentally sliced off a finger. Yikes.
Okay, that's not really a small accident.
Yeah, it was a rather large accident, but that brings me to the food you ate. So he sliced it right off, and I guess it went into the bowl with the turkey sausage.
Are you serious right now?
Yeah.
What?
So,
Wait, you said I ate somebody's finger? You
what?
can't be. Oh.
At least part of the finger. Yeah. Truth. Oh, are you okay?
No, I'm not. All right, I'm fixed. You just told me. Ate somebody's finger.
Yeah, well, Marco's finger, yeah. Well, one of our chefs, Marco. It was his finger. Like I said, it's kind of a funny story.
This is not funny. Why didn't you tell anybody?
Well, okay. Well, we didn't know because Marco has been in trouble a little bit with some kitchen violations. Cut his finger off, didn't warn any of us, so we served the food. Like I said, it's all just a big mix-up. So, well, you know what? I'm kind of a positive guy, so maybe you can kind of look at the bright side of this whole situation. I know you're feeling sick right now, but there is a bright side if you really look into it.
There ain't no bright side.
Oh. Well, now you can tell your friends and family that you've eaten a ring finger before.
I'm gonna sue.
None of them can say that.
I'm gonna sue you, the restaurant,
Okay.
Marco's, at everybody.
Okay. Well,
I'm gonna call the health department.
I don't know why you would sue us. I mean, Marco's the one that lost a finger. He's struggling right now. I thought maybe you'd be a bit more compassionate.
I'm the one that ate his finger.
Okay, fair. That's fair. Fair.
I'm calling the news. Y'all going down with this.
Okay, well,
Y'all gonna pay
it's
for this.
sort of a funny story. We actually are going to be shutting down for a bit and maybe reopening. I don't know.
Why are you shutting down?
Maybe we should reopen with a new name. I don't know, the Thumb and Nail or something like that. Oh, that's. I'm sorry. I tell bad jokes when I'm nervous. Are you okay? Still puking, huh?
You're gonna pay for this.
Well, I don't know how I could pay because this is a prank phone call, and I'm tired of making you throw up now. So I'll tell you that.
The hell you mean?
Well, I mean that this is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the morning doing a phone tap on you, and your girlfriend Lily set you up.
Wait, what about Lily? How do you know her?
Well, because she emailed me to call you. She told us that you got sick at a restaurant recently, and you were really upset about it and wanted us to do a prank phone call. So it's a joke. You didn't need a finger.
A prank? I just puked in my passenger seat.
Hopefully there was nobody sitting in it.
This is not funny. It's not funny at all.
Okay, I was just about to ask. You don't sound like you think it's too funny.
Nobody makes a prank call and tells somebody to hit a fake finger.
I have to argue with
That's
you there.
cool.
I have to argue with you there because I just did it. So somebody does it. Somebody does
Are you
it.
Son
I
of a
did.
Shut the hell up. You just tell Lily we're done. That's it. We're not dating anymore. She is crossing line.
All right, well, I'll be sure to tell her all that. Take care.